Taiwan's opposition party, the KMT, is demanding a recount of Saturday's presidential election by a margin of just 30,000 votes out of 13 million cast. Incumbent Chen Shui-bian was returned to power for another four-year term. Analysts say an assassination attempt against Chen and his vice president on the eve of the vote may have tipped the balance in the ruling party's favor. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from Taipei.
Defying requests from the mayor of Taipei that they return home after yesterday's demonstrations, thousands of protesters continue to show up outside the presidential palace today. Chen Shui-bian is a cheat, they chanted. He should stand down. The protesters have come from all over Taiwan, and they accuse Chen of vote rigging and of staging Friday's apparent assassination attempt in order to garner sympathy votes.
He's a big cheater. He wants to cheat up the people to get more votes through the shooting, sympathy vote.
I'm here to condemn the unfair election, and of course, there's a lot of conspiracy involved in this election. Well, I'm not upset. We are not upset because, the winning or losing of this election, but, we want to uphold, to make sure that this is a fair election.
There have also been concerns about 330,000 spoiled votes and the fact that some 200,000 servicemen were put on high alert when the president was shot and were then not able to vote. The Nationalist or KMT party has not done much to discourage the protesters. Director of Overseas Affairs for the KMT, He Su-yin, said today the demonstrations are aimed at putting pressure on the High Court to decide in favor of a recount.
We are very hopeful that there can be a quick recount, an unbiased recount. But it seems that the government, of course, under DPP, would use a very lengthy legal procedure to procrastinate a significant vote recounting.
Taiwan's stock market fell nearly 7% today with concerns that the political instability could affect the island's economy. But many analysts say the election result is likely to stand and that the KMT will just have to accept it.
Yeah, I think the election is definitely over.
Shelley Rigger is a specialist on Taiwan at Davidson College in North Carolina. She says much of what the KMT is doing now is born out of sheer frustration.
A lot of it, too, is just the shock of having a last-minute event change the tenor. And certainly they believe, and I think they may have it right, that the last-minute event, the shooting of the president, changed the outcome of the election.
Police in the southern town of Tainan, where the attack occurred, said they still have no leads. All sides are now awaiting a decision from Taiwan's High Court on whether there'll be a recount. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Taipei.